Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, and unfortunately we will not be airing this on YouTube. You know, it looks like Google and Facebook, you know, do not like what we have to say again. So, you know, they're taking down our radio shows, and then as usual, I'm back again in Facebook jail. I just got out, and I made it 2 days. I posted a couple of Tucker Carlson videos, which is mainstream news, and I got banned again. So anyway... unbelievable. These guys are just unbelievable. So we have to throw Twitter in the mix too, as well. You know, the lamestream media, Hollywood, most corrupt politicians also seem to take offense from a little constructive criticism. The social media networks have these catchy slogans like "Don't be evil" and "Don't be a dick." You know, these are their slogans, you know, and they in turn act like the evilest dicks on the planet, you know, and I'm just going to be brutally honest. You know, if you talk about child trafficking, election fraud, safe and effective time-tested cures for COVID-19, you know, other than the usual jab, which is crippling and killing thousands, you know, you'll lose your platform and be demonetized or put in Facebook jail. And this includes any information concerning satanic Luciferian connections and rituals, especially child sacrifice. You definitely can't touch that. That's a big no-no. So, I'm trying to understand this now. So does this mean satanic Luciferian rituals, child sacrificing, trafficking, unnecessary crippling and killing of people fit into their community standards? You know, because that's apparently if you support all this, you're in the community. If you talk against it, then you're outside of the community. So maybe they can explain this to me. So how about lying, deceiving, putting out false information and censoring the facts, even after their sources admit they were wrong? You know, so will YouTube, Twitter, Facebook apologize for censoring and striking, demonetizing and removing people who are right all along? Don't hold your breath. You know, we're going to talk more about that later. And so why are they so frightened to react with extreme censorship against anyone or platform that covers these topics? Why such a knee-jerk reaction? You know, what is it they have to hide? You know, why censor and stop information by frontline nurses, doctors, researchers with vaccine companies, scientists with Nobel Prizes that have anything to say that might conflict with Big Pharma, NIH, CDC, and the WHO? These agencies have gotten it wrong. They've got almost everything wrong concerning the origins, statistics, and protection concerning the Wuhan flu. Yeah, it did come from China. So anyway, are these agencies compromised? Who funds them? Does Big Pharma and the CCP, the Communist China Party, call the shots? You know, no pun intended, but obviously they are calling the shots and they are calling for the shots and more shots. So look at who's calling the shots. You know, we need to really look at that. So the fastest way to get censored too is ask the question, who profits? Follow the money. Who has a conflict of interest in pushing an experimental gene-altering nano-operating system not sanctioned by the FDA, capable of tracking and altering your genetic makeup with, wait for it, an off switch? Yep, they can actually turn things on and off now with their little robotic creatures, their little nano things that they injected into your body. So you have to ask yourself, who wants total control over everything you think, you eat, you say? You know, this all ties to the fuel and water and food shortages that are perpetrated by these people. The war on meat to introduce their meatless burger filled with God knows what, you know. They scream Russia, Russia, Russia. Global warming is to blame for all that befalls this country. And it's a game of smoke and mirrors to divert your attention to the real perpetrators. So, you know, think about this. This is America. Do you have a choice to not participate in the crippling and deadly experiments, the jabs? Are they doing everything to take that choice away from you? You know, without the jab, they're trying to restrict or take away your right to travel, attend events, soon get groceries, can't go to a bar or gym, and you'll be a second-class citizen, treated like a leper or a criminal if you choose not to risk the crippling or terminal effects now becoming more prevalent from the jab. So what if you say, I don't want to stand in line for dirty, carcinogenic, chemical-laced water, food, some moldy cheese several years old due to perpetuated water and food shortage? You know, you know, what is the next Soylent Green made from humans? Are we going in that direction? Looks like we are. And, you know, they already have the Cannibal Club, so they're already doing that. So, you know, here's the other thing, too. It was not global warming that drained the reservoirs, cut off the water to farmers. You know, it was your compromised leaders following lockstep with an agenda set by the global elite. Their end goal is forcing everyone into serfdom for total domination control of the global populace. In their own words, a populace they want over 80% gone. You know, it's on the Georgia Guidestones. Their main leaders have talked about this. They've made it very clear. We posted, you know, their goals, and they've let us know for some time what they're going to do, and they're rolling it out right now, right in front of our faces. So this socialist agenda carried out by the most of the Democrats and some rhinos consists of one treasonous act after another. They've declared war on life, liberty, all conservative values, the creator and all creation. You know, it's in your face now. You can't miss it. But, you know, people still are, unfortunately. So I want you to answer this. Why would you drain the reservoirs, creating a drought, cutting off the water to farmers, which will undoubtedly will create a food shortage? Give me a logical reason, you know, how these actions benefit the people. You know, cutting the farmers off, cutting their water off, draining the reservoirs for drinking water, you know, and, you know, water for crops, everything. You know, think about this. You know, they're buying up massive farms, you know, massive acreage of farms, and they're just shutting them down. You know, it's right in front of our faces, folks. You got to figure this one out. So anyone who participates in these acts and censorship, in my opinion, are complicit in extreme harm and murder, including our children, which they're now targeting for the jab, all for a virus with a 99.98 survival rate that has little or no effect on the children. So how does this fit into do no harm? How does it fit into do no evil and don't be a dick? You know, as far as some of my Aussie friends, which one I'll have on later, you might as well add the C word to that, you know, so we won't spell it out because a lot of people are offended by that one. But so does this sound unspiritual, not fitting into the community standards, especially the spiritual community? You know, what kind of communities are we talking about? You know, we're talking about brainwashed, critically thinking, research impaired, morally challenged, virtue signaling people participating in their own enslavement and demise. You know, proudly boasting, I got the jab, so everyone else must follow suit. It's your duty, despite the exponentially unfolding, censored, maiming, death, and carnage that's coming from these jabs. Now, here's another question. Ask yourself, do you ever ask why 60% of the doctors and surgeons have not taken the jab? We have a little survey there popped up, but, you know, I see it as a badge of honor being censored and not fitting into your ignorant, sick, twisted, morally compromised, and cowardly community, a community governed by socio-psychopaths and socially engineered fact checkers that believe the perpetuated lies and deceptions are facts. And it looks like not only are the people fed up with your totalitarian actions, even the Senate is done with your shenanigans. You know, the hammer will come down. Your platforms will become dust in the wind. A few years from now, we'll be asking, remember those old platforms, you know, where everyone was censored, you know, and they're going to go the way of the dinosaur anyway. So people are going, what were their names? Anyone remember? And what happened to their CEOs? They're gone too. Wonder where they went. We all know where they're going. But anyway, you know, basically, they're just going to have a virtual ghost town. That's where they're headed for. So the good news is tyranny is not frequency specific to what is coming. The pathological liars, eugenicists, and those who act like genitalia along with their minions will not make this shift. You know, there's an extreme disservice to humanity and the earth. They've broken universal law and will be dealt with accordingly. In other words, goodbye. Karma is real. It's being amplified and accelerated. Enjoy your light review and the fact that you will have to endure all the pain, suffering, loss of freedom inflicted on others. That's what you've set into motion. You'll also lose all gain if it affects humanity or earth in a negative manner. And that's legally in the law right now. They're going to come and just snag all those assets, you know, people that have harmed others and misused their power. So, you know, was it not said, how does it profit a man or woman to gain the whole of the world and lose their soul? Well, there's a lot of soulless people out there running, you know, this country and, you know, globally. And they have lost their souls. There's something else in there, definitely. We can talk later about that. So people involved in this have sold their soul for riches and fame to a much darker force. That force is on its way out. It's spiritually incorrect to have a smile knowing their future. It makes me smile knowing what's going to come down here. And it's a well-deserved smile of relief, you know, especially after having to endure this nonsense for years, knowing the truth. And anyway, a demonstration that karma works, the universal law is real, and the fact that there is a grander force that will eventually put an end to the pain, suffering, and loss inflicted on others, especially the children. Harming the children is where they cross the line, and they will soon see the consequences. So anyway, that's my monologue for today. And on that note, we're going to bring in Peter Maxwell Slattery, and he's a regular to the show, so we're not going to go into a big bio, but he's having ships fly over and crazy stuff happening there in Australia. I should say Australia. We don't say Australia. But
how you going,
anyway,
brother?
Welcome to the show, Peter.
Yeah, cheers for having me on again, mate. It's always good to connect, and we stay in touch every day anyway. So it's there's a few things we can go over, but I'll tell you what, it's the most beautiful winter's day here. Not a cloud in the sky, temperatures mid-teens. I'm not sure what that is there, but yeah, beautiful day.
Nice. And you've had some major ships flying over, you know what I really wanted to talk about? There's two things I want to talk about. One is that, you know, we've been covering this stuff for years. You know, we've covered Fauci, you know, his shenanigans, the jab, where this was going, the effects of it, everything, and been labeled as conspiracists and everything else. And now there's a mass shortage of conspiracy theories because they're all fact, you know, and you're mentioning that to me. You were talking about that 2 years ago, you know, and now it's all here.
It's a tricky situation. I thought there'd be a bit of, we could say, leeway. Now you've got a suspension for a week on YouTube. We see that the mainstream media, especially in the United States, now covering what once was a conspiracy theory, now is conspiracy fact.
Yeah.
And even the, we could say, it's been getting mainstream publicity about the banning of people reporting this, and now it's ended up being a fact. So I thought, and we did see a little bit of a pullback. It's almost like, let's pull back and let's see who exacerbates the situation. Boom, let's cut them off. And that seems to be maybe what's been done with you as well.
Yeah. They did say they were going to stop banning people. And my last show was nothing compared to tonight, what I just said tonight. But I mean, it was pretty benign. The whole show was pretty benign. And they definitely pulled it again. So I thought for sure they would leave it alone. But sure enough, you know, they didn't. And but, you know, they senators now, people are just pissed and they're done. And I think the hammer is going to come down on these platforms here real soon.
Definitely. And I think more alternative networks are becoming the way, and it's pretty much going to be their own demise. Freedom of speech is a big thing around the world. It's even though a lot of countries hasn't had it like America in the past, we've seen this sort of unveiling, but now it's almost like clamping down on it. But people aren't happy about it worldwide. So I see that pretty much this may be the demise of a lot of these social media platforms.
Yeah, you've got some great people in Australia really speaking out, like Max Egan. He's been putting some things out there. Just incredible, brilliant guy. And a lot of others, Mary Rodwell over there. There's so much going on right now that, I saw some clips that just made me sick. I hate to say it, in Germany, where they had these squads roll up and they just pull these people off the street and throw them in a van and give them the jab, you know, like right there. And these people are kicking and screaming and I don't want it. And all the other people are going, what the hell's going on? And they're yelling at them, you know, they're calling them Nazis, and they're what are you doing? They're yelling at them, and they're just like shoving these people into the street, little ladies smashing them. You know, it's just unbelievable. It's pure that's pure evil doing things like that. You know, that's total Nuremberg, you know, first one way ticket to those trials basically. But, you know, some of these countries, the EU over there, the European countries, they have just, they've gone full blown, reptilian basically. You know, it's sad, but there's no respect anymore for human rights or human dignity or anything, even women or children. It doesn't matter.
It seems this has been a big test to see what they can implement, roll back, implement. This is why, for example, here I think it's now up to around 4 lockdowns we've had for the state of Victoria.
Yeah.
And that's just my opinion. With that said, at the same time, I think that, again, this is a testing ground for what they're trying to see what they can get away with.
Yeah.
They roll some laws out, they pull some laws back, but they keep some in. And I think we're definitely in a war, and we're seeing the darkest of the dark raise their head at the moment, basically, as we could say, a last fight. That's what we're on right now. And
yeah,
there's truth. And there's what's right, and there's not standing up for it and doing what's wrong as well. And there is a line that people have to pick a side at the moment, I think, because God's got this, but at the same time, it's our higher self that will judge ourselves getting to the other side. And it's like, could you have done better? Did you make the right choices? Were you too afraid to speak up? And
Yeah. We
see that for our society with the Jews, nobody stood up for them. And then when they went for the other people, you know, again, it's like this division of blacks, whites, you know, male, female. You can't even say male, female anymore. There is such a division across the board in every area that the political correctness, like we've talked about, is just absolutely ridiculous. So I think people need to just get real again and tell it like it is. How can you not tell somebody that they're a man or a woman anymore? Like, this has just got ridiculous.
You know, I just want to put that in everything I say now, like he, she, male, female, grandma, grandpa, you know, apple pie, you know, whatever, you know, it's like baseball, apple pie, everything, you know. So anyway, just to upset them. But yeah, and you know, we couldn't get them in, but I've got all these photographs people have sent me of all these politicians, and they all love to like put on dresses or dress up like little kids and with little binkies and things like that. And I go, and these guys are governing us. These guys are determining our future, you know, and they're psychopaths. I mean, you know, the head of our health department, you know, is overweight and thinks she's a woman, you know, and so, you know, they're the head of the health department. They're obese and gender confused, and that can, you know, the head of mental health too. So you're going, who are these people? You know, it's like the new normal is just whacked. You know, I hate to say it. And, you know, and I'm not, people are going to go, oh, you're, I'm sure I'll get labeled, I can't remember what they call you, xenophobic or, you know, I don't have, the thing about this is, like, let's say the gay population is, what, 1.something%? Why is it being shoved down our throat 24/7, you know? You know, I have nothing against it, but I don't want it shoved down my throat, and I don't want to be guilt tripped for being a white heterosexual male. You know, it's like, excuse me, that's the way God created me, and I'm just hanging out that way and doing my thing, and it works for me. And if it doesn't work for you, that's okay. You know, that's your gig, but stay out of my life. You know, leave me alone. Don't be putting guilt trips on me and calling me a racist and all this other crap, you know, because
you're the furthest from it. 100%. I can attest to that. We've been great friends for many years, close friends. And it seems, and in the Shiji material, this is written about some time ago, but it seems, especially in America being the focal point of the world, setting up of a type of civil war, and there'll be false flags pushing into that civil war scenario. And the civil wars, it's more on a race war. It's bringing back the racial division and the divide and conquer scenario coming back into play. And it's something that really I hope Americans are full aware of, because this is designed to first affect there. And then what do we see again? It's a rollout effect going across the world. And this is actually being replicated in America from what we could say has happened in other parts of the world before them.
Yeah, they're advertising for crisis actors right now in Australia. You know that? There's big ads for crisis actors, and they said they're going to try to roll out another epidemic like an Ebola, but it's actually from the vaccines, but they're going to try to say it's from something else. So get ready for that one, you know, because as soon as they start hiring crisis actors, they're going to fake a pandemic or something, you know, or something like that. Or
it'll be COVID 1, 2, 3 that somehow we got from a goat.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, I don't know. Last time, I mean, I don't really know very many people that have sex with bats or pigs or birds at the same time, but you know,
you don't know many. Do you know any people that do?
Yeah. Yeah, it's you know, if you talk to any person that knows, I mean, I have friends that have triple PhDs, and one guy has about 9 PhDs, and these people worked on the genome experiment, even relatives of mine. And they'll, if you know anybody that knows anything about genes, you know, they'll explain it to you that all of these things are manufactured. And now all the top people are saying this is a manufactured disease, period. And they told Fauci, they told everybody where it came from, who created it. You know, all the markers are there, everything. It didn't come from somebody eating bat soup, you know, I'm sorry, you know, in a wet market, you know. You know, what's a wet marketing? They just hose everybody down that goes there or something. You know, it's like, come on. But anyway, the stuff they come up with, and that's the most, they did the odds on that. It was something 33 billion to 1 that this virus came from somebody eating a bat, you know? So anyway,
it's beyond that now. It's 100% beyond that, especially with the Fauci emails. The markers, like a lot of people, even mainstream, looking at this going, this is how it's happened. And we've got a few things left. There's, you know, there's a civil war type race war scenario. Cyber attacks are another huge thing that I think people should be aware of.
Yeah.
On top of that, the UFO, we could say release from the Pentagon. We could say they could go either way. They're a threat from outer space or a repeat of Project Blue Book. Yes, they're real, but we don't know what they are still. Not a threat to national security. Or this time, are they a threat to national security?
Yeah.
There's going to be an unfolding continuing throughout this year, I think, of these types of subject matters that are going to be headlining to get people desensitized to these types of things. But then, again, it's a hypnotizing machine. Oh, it was on the news, so therefore it's on the news, it's real. And it's, people need to be more discerning.
Yeah, yeah, we got, well, yeah, we have a Navy pilot or whatever who saw a fuzzy Tic Tac, and so therefore UFOs are real. You know, that's the controlled narrative right now. And next thing you know, they're going to say, oh, well, we've been back engineering those for years, and that was one of ours, you know. ARVs.
TR3B, I think it is, or TR3, yeah. TR3B.
There's another one they call them ARVs, and they said, oh no, we created those. Those are ours. Those are ARVs. And
yeah.
And I go, you know what ARV stands for? And they go, what? I go, Alien Reproduction Vehicle. You know,
we've been working on them for years.
Yeah, yeah. Or reverse engineered vehicle or whatever. It's like, yeah, come on, guys. Yeah, we have. And what's funny is these other guys that are trying to maintain this controlled narrative think everybody is stupid, that nobody knows what's going on. And when you meet some of these guys and you tell them what you know, they crap their pants. They go, how'd you know that? That's top secret. And I go on freaking YouTube. You know, it's all over YouTube. There's nothing hidden here anymore. You know, and in the interest of national security, why are you sending F-16s or F-20s up to shoot down a group that's coming here that's mostly peaceful and that has technology millions, you know, thousands, millions, probably billions of years ahead of us? I mean, how wise is that? Is that a smart move? It's just, where's the rational mind or common sense here? It's just not there. You know, you'd make friends with them, right? You know, you'd make an ally out of them, you know, like that would be the way to go if you want to have a quantum leap in you know, evolution is make friends with these beings.
Well, that's where we've really got to watch ourselves without having another repeat of Atlantis, because a lot of people are unaware there wasn't just one fall of Atlantis. There was a few cycles, and it's really something that we're now testing and making, or in the public domain, this has been happening behind the scenes, human and animal hybrids we're now seeing. At the same time, an imbalance of spirituality and technologically, where now we're looking at having AI more basically in control of things than not. So we're pretty much going down that same path, but there is a positive aspect. There is an exponential awakening that I'm seeing for the first time to me. Mm-hmm. People were saying 2012, or then it was going to be another year after, whatever it is. But I can say now for sure, personally, I don't know about you, but I'm sure you're saying the same thing, that personally with the readings and the people that I'm helping on a daily basis, I have got a huge wave of just first timers, people that got into this last year that are wanting to learn. And I'm like, this is a good sign. This is a really good sign.
Yeah, well, they've been saying for a long, I've always said that too, that our calendar is at least 7 years, maybe 9 years off. And so if you do the math, you know, 2012, add 7 or 9 years, you're, you know, you're back in 2020, 2021. You know, somewhere around there. And that's when the big quantum shift is going to happen, you know, the big quantum leap. But, you know, a lot of people are saying, yeah, quit your day job. You don't have to work anymore. You know, sell everything. You know, we're all going to, you know, hold hands and sing Kumbaya and ascend, you know, on 2012. And I told him, I said, don't quit your day job, you know, you know, I said, who cares if you ascend, who cares, you know, but if you don't ascend, you know, better cover your butt, you know, and have something come back.
We lose the physicality aspect when we ascend. Like, it's, we lose the meat suit. We go into a gown of light. We connect, reconnect with the light body. And this is a lot of things that people aren't thinking about. And when you're in that state, you're in a state of oneness. So it's a complete different paradigm shift, reconnecting with what I could say is your natural state. But
yeah,
there's still things to be done here in the physical.
I know. Yeah. You have this really nice car, you know, and you go, let me see, do I go back to my old car, or do I take this beam shit, or do I just bilocate or use my own Merkaba? You know, it's like people don't understand that how unlimited it is when you go into the higher dimensions. You know, it's a whole different world, but why wouldn't you, you know, why wouldn't you, you know, move in that direction? But, you know, the thing too is, you know, the old saying, praise Allah, tie your camel. You know, it's cover your butt, you know, basically, because you might be here for a while longer, you know. So, but anyway, there's something else. Oh, I want to talk about, we've got that photograph. Maybe we can pop that up, that I just took recently. And this concerns a lot of people. And there's been a lot of attacks lately, serious attacks by beings. And this is actually three beings that popped up in this photograph. And one is a gray, obviously. Another one is some other creature that I can't even discern what it is. It's like a dog type person. You really have to blow this up and use filters on it to see right. And then the other one definitely looks like a reptilian. And so I had this trifecta come at me, and I actually got a picture of them. And when they hit me, I got, you know, the typical, I felt the dread energy coming at me. I started getting sick. I wanted to throw up, you know, and my heart was like going, like heart pain and everything. I go, all right, knock it off, you know, and I set a boundary and then called the lion beings in and cleared them out. But it was quite this. Usually they don't affect me. They hardly affect me at all. But man, they've been coming in hard lately and hit me really hard. And I know, I'd love for you to talk about your experience just to help people out, because everybody is having this, the core light workers right now are having these attacks and these experiences, and they don't know what's happening, you know, and they're ending up in hospitals and things like that. And there's really nothing wrong with them. It's a psychic attack, basically.
For people like you and I, it's more of a refresher course. Now, when I'm interfacing with our team, I do get woken up at about 3 a.m, or when I'm seeing a craft, I'm on board the craft while I'm filming it. As weird as it sounds, I know it doesn't to you, because you merge your consciousness. So something like an hour's conversation could go by in about 10 seconds. What we've got on the other side that we've both spoke about, unbeknownst to each other, though we've conversed that we've both had some things happen recently, is I'll just give a scenario for people. So I will be in a dream state that I'm in bed and I'm dreaming, but I'll be somewhere else. And then what happens is this dark energy comes in and it tries pulling my sheets off the bed. And then I'll wake up and I'll feel an energy release from me as I start blasting myself with light. And then all of a sudden what I hear is this. And what it's doing is sliding off the other side of the bed.
Yeah.
This happened twice this week at 12, spot on 12 o'clock at night. And then I told you, and you said you had the exact same thing happen.
Yeah.
Now, these energies, what we're talking about is what I would refer to as a aspect and a part of the archonic network, which encompasses the draconians, the serpent beings, the reptilians, demonic energies. They're really bringing out the big guns at the moment. Now, it doesn't bother me, but what we're saying, if these energies are really pushing upon us now, what we're seeing is them really attacking the light workers. The light workers are holding a conscious grid, bringing the energy to help those that aren't aware of this to bring that light in. And I don't want people to be disencouraged or scared when this is happening. It's letting you know that you're actually on the right path, because they wouldn't be bothered doing this if you weren't a threat. And
yeah,
staying in love and not retaliating to these energies, except pushing them back with love and light through visualization, even saying it. This is an energetic war. So I just wanted to sort of add that before you sort of go in with that, because there is a bit to it.
Yeah. And the I noticed too, it's like, I mean, I'm getting emails like crazy from people saying, what do? I can't beat this. You know, it's like taking me over, and it's, you know, and I always tell them, I go, you just have to say not mine and set a boundary, you know, and no, it'll pass. Don't get into it, because they really want to get you into fear. They want to drop your energies down so they can play in their realm, and start doing clearings. And those clearings they're in all my books. They're on the website. It's free. It teaches how to do it. Call in your main teacher and guide, whoever that is, you know, be it Jesus, Mary, Buddha, Kuan Yin, you know, whatever culture, these are all standards you can work with. Or if you find out who your own main teacher and guide or guides that you work with, they can help you out too. But it's a multidimensional war going on. And what we're seeing acting out in the physical here with all this censorship, the child trafficking, the satanic Luciferian stuff, all that stuff is related. It's all related to these same entities, these serpent beings, the reptilian beings, the Gray Alliance and that whole thing. Yeah. And now all, like Elena Danon and all these people are starting to bring this information out, you know, about the dark side of contact. And there's still people out there, we won't mention the doctor's name, but who says there's no negative ETs, it's all open wide, don't be a spiritual snob, let them into your body. And that's the most crazy thing, most incredibly incompetent thing I've ever heard from anybody that has any awareness whatsoever. You know, there's always a shadow side. We have our own shadow side. They use that. They hook us to our own unhealed emotions and attitudes and things. And there's a shadow side out there and a light side both. And they're at war right now. And we're in the middle of that. And so we can be a light warrior, we can be a god or goddess, or we can be a victim. It's up to us, you know, but we're really forced now to reclaim our power and stand in our own divinity and take this stuff on.
And this is what can shift the entire, not just yourself, but the entire world, is they're just thoughts.
Yeah.
They're just thoughts. Yeah. Now, there is some physical repercussions that can happen, but again, the mindset is what can basically shield you from having physical manifestations. They want people to not have healthy sleep. They want people to be stressed out. They want people to be having anxiety. This is where they feed. And then with the R part of the brain, which is basically a biological implant that was put into the Earth human before we could say Atlantis, Lemuria, which the Pleiadians were trying to clear up. Because when the R part of the brain gets triggered, it's ciphering that energy and it's going transdimensionally to the AI and to these lower energies. So if you can just acknowledge when these things are happening that it's a thought, you'll start to reprogram yourself to where you will just shift your thought. And over time, it won't be affecting anymore. But the way it's been explained to me is that the high dimensional beings are there to assist. You know that more than me. You know that 100%. Yeah. But the way that Shiji and the Elohim have explained it to me, and Patmore, one of these feline Syrian beings I work with, is that we have to let you go out alone sometimes. And I go, what do you mean? They go, you need to be put out of your comfort zone and find your tool, your multidimensional tools again, so you can help others find it within them. But you only can do that if you go through it firsthand again. So basically it's reconnecting what you know up here with clearings and light techniques so you can deal with it. Once you know that, it's game over.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to share something with somebody. When I first started on this path, and I right after my drowning, my near-death experience, I was sitting there meditating, and I fell asleep, and all of a sudden something came into my body and tried to take me over. And I felt this energy come in. I had no control of my body anymore. It totally took over my body. And I started saying, not mine, not mine. I started saying, I am the living Christ. You know, I call on Jesus and everybody. And I finally got enough of my body, control my body, where I could get up and walk. I could hardly walk or anything. And I walked down to the beach. I was in Santa Cruz, California at the time. And I just, the water was really cold. And I just walked into the water and I didn't care, you know, and that salt water is really cleansing. And all of a sudden I totally yes. got my body back, you know? And so I did the clearings I was taught how to do and everything and got rid of it. So I'm sitting on the beach and I'm going, and I'm pissed, you know, I'm pissed off that that happened. And I was pissed off at the masters too. And so I was basically going, what the hell, you know, why'd you let this happen? You know, I thought I had protection, you know, I've totally committed to this path. You know, how could this happen? And I hear this voice in my head and it goes, you did well, you know, and I go, what do you mean I did well? I got my butt handed to me on this one, you know, and they go, no, they said, you had to go through that. Now, you know, it's real. Now, you know, there is a dark side, you know, it's real and you know how to beat it and it'll get lighter and lighter, but now, you know, it's real. And they
100%.
Allowed that to happen. Because I needed to realize that, you know, get out of a lot of this new age teachings that there is no dark side, that if it's dark, it's in you, and all this other guilt trips they put on you. There is a force out there that does not have our highest and best good at hand. And matter of fact, they have total disdain for us. And we need to realize that there are, whatever you want to call them, demonic type entities, astral beings, reptilians, the Gray Alliance, there's a whole consortium of them. They all fit into that Archon group, but they're real, and they are going to test you. They are going to challenge you, and it's up to us to rise above it and learn how to stand in our own divinity. That's our own self-authority. That's what we need to do on our end.
Definitely. And it's very much a blend, I think, of what's out there contributing to this, or that's lost meaning, lost souls as well. Before I was sort of known for what I am now, I was one of the blokes that you'd call to some of the most haunted places in Australia, house calls, and I'd go and, you know, go into an asylum until, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning by myself, or have a mate staying outside making sure there was no hoaxing going on, or, you know, homesteads, you name it. And I saw and experienced some absolutely crazy things, to where doors ripped off hinges, objects being thrown that were like had decent weight to them. These energies, where there's almost these negative vortexes where they can come through, they're capable of some pretty full-on things. And I'm lucky that I have training in that. And I had, I guess we could say, the stupidity and the balls to go at it alone, doing some crazy stuff, because I look back now and go, geez, I was stupid and had balls. It's not one or the other. It's a bit of both, but it helped me to get to where I am today, meaning being able to help others. And I think people need to acknowledge that there is that dark side, but that love, and people know what I'm talking about. When you feel that God love hit bliss, that frequency, nothing can beat that. And if you've experienced it, if you can remember it, if you can call upon it, it can absolutely transmute anything that you're up against.
I love that saying that we have the ability to channel the full force of creator, you know, and the ultimate power in the universe, which is love, through our hearts. In any situation, we can channel that energy through our crown and through our hearts into every situation and do it with loving detachment. So you're not going to be feeling all that stuff going on. You're sending that energy. And that's, to me, that's been a godsend, you know, in every situation. I just call on the creator, whatever, you know, everybody has a different name for it. And I work with the masters and all the different dimensional beings, but, you know, sometimes like recently I called on some guys that they're 17 foot tall lion beings, you know, that come in and they're fully armored. They have the armor on and everything. And they, when they come into the room, it's game over, you know, it's like done. And they dispatch these last three guys really quickly. But, you know, they catch me off guard every once in a while. If I don't do clearings, 12 o'clock is when they usually hit you, the witching hour. So you really want to, and there's people doing black magic and dark rituals and bringing
this remote influencing, and the government's doing that as well. Remote influencing.
Sending it at the light workers, and people need to realize that there's not only like a black magic and voodoo type, it's a technological voodoo they're doing. And it's also being done by these other archonic energies but they're in a frenzy right now because the whole earth is getting bombarded by the higher consciousness and energy. The higher beings are coming in. And so they're in like a frenzy. They're freaking out right now and they're trying to hook on to anything they can. And the veils are getting thinner. So people have to be ready for this. You know, it's like a lot of the Native American prophecies, you know, they say go down in the earth and close the lid and don't come out, you know, and there's a reason for that, you know, because it is going to get crazy.
We're on that path now and it's going to get a bit more extreme, I think. And I just think people have to be aware too, that these negative forces, and it's not just to go all negative, but people need to be aware that they're masters in their own right, but now fallen masters being in the state of consciousness that they're in. But when you're in line with service to creator and to others, that frequency, you have abilities and access to things that they don't. They may be able to, be trans-dimensional to an extent, but they don't have access to what those that have the light working with them. They don't have access to the higher stuff.
Yeah. You know, and that's why they're trying to censor the crap out of us. I mean, just like a couple minutes ago that I felt the other beings trying to come in and give me a headache, you know, and trying to shut me up, you know, and I just go, yeah, go. Yeah. Right. You know, go away. But nice try. But anyway, you know, when you get into self-mastery, you learn how to deal with these things and what used to hit you like a hammer is like a mosquito, you know, you just can't go away, you know, but, it's real important. Nice. I like that logo. Yeah. So that's exactly the way I feel. You know, you're not going to stop this, you know, there's no way you're going to stop this. You can throw crap at it. You can call it conspiracy. You can do everything you want to maintain the status quo, but this status quo right now is a very sick, twisted society, and it's going to come unglued. So you better be ready for it. Yeah,
definitely. And I'm glad you brought up that before jumping in the ocean with that experience, because especially for those in the summertime now, we're in winter, but are very blessed to be in this type of winter. You know, get away from the hypnotizing machine. Get out, go for a swim, go for a walk. It's very great to get into natural rivers if it's safe, and oceans, because when you dip yourself in and work with those waters, the salt, like James says, or even the natural waters with the spring minerals, like all the minerals from the rocks, it's great for resetting the light body, great for resetting the emotions. I think some people are going through what we could say is a post-traumatic stress type of scenario with the COVID thing, trying to get back out.
Yeah.
But everybody get out, go for a walk. When I'm over there, I'll go hiking in Washington State. I'm out in James's property the whole entire friggin' time. When I'm there out on the land, it's like, get out, people, start conversing and hanging out with one another again. Reset the mind, reset the energies, bringing that, you know, a reset is what's needed at this time. And you guys are in a prime condition to do that with the summertime.
Yeah, you know, I'm up at 5:30 in the morning usually, or 6, you know, and after it, you know, doing the work and getting the ranch all straightened out and a lot of a lot of chores that have to get done and things getting fixed and built here. But, and then I do the sky watches at night, you know, and just going out at night and just staring at the stars is amazing.
Yep.
Your whole consciousness expands. And rather than sitting in front of that boob tube, you know, and being socially engineered by the psychopaths, especially these CNN guys that, I thought that one guy, Brian Seltzer or Stelzer, whatever his name is, the doughboy guy, he went on a live radio show. I never laughed so hard in all my life. And they didn't censor the call-ins, which was bad news. Everybody that called in called him a liar. Why do you spread all this disinformation and lies? And you know, the guy goes, well, like what? And he just went, well, Russia, well, you know, the photo op, well, this, he goes, all that stuff was all lies. And, you know, it's just like, oh, they just ripped him. And
was that on a live mainstream radio show?
Yeah. It was a live show and like a TV show. But what was amazing was that it shows where the people are at. These guys are in their ivory towers and they're so narcissistic and they're doing their little thing. And they think I pulled that one off. I totally fooled everybody, you know? And then when they go out in public, everybody, they don't realize that people just have extreme disdain for them. They know they're lying. They know they're little mini tyrants and they're out of touch. They're totally out of touch with reality. And unfortunately, these are the people that we choose to lead and inform us right now. And so we got to figure out ways of, you know, creating a whole new system because this one's not working.
Yes. Yeah, no, I really feel for yourself. I've been pretty lucky with, I've only had one strike and you've had many. We've had a lot of friends have many, many strikes to where they're pretty much not noticeable on the mainstream social media site. So there has to be a reset, but I just want people not to lose hope, to keep faith, to be smart in how they tackle this. It's like know your enemy more than what you know yourself because they're going to pull every trick out of the hat. You think of it. They've already done it or they got it underway. So it's being smart, but also come back to that place of love, sitting in that frequency because it's going to get, pretty full on. But, thumbs up to you, mate. You've been at this war longer than what I've been alive. So you've really, really helped a lot of people. And, let's just hope, the people can just follow the other avenues like what you're doing today to still get the word out and the latest information as well.
Can you imagine writing a book in 1982 about the cabal and the global elite and their plans and everything, you know? It was a channel book, basically, from Ezekiel.
Yeah.
And had all that information in there and talk about the earth changes and, you know, everything in there. And then you're waiting and waiting and waiting for it to catch up, you know, for people. You know, everybody's gone, he's some psycho nutcase out in the middle of a field building an ark, you know, that you know, they call me Cosmic James, which I call I consider that a compliment, you know, but anyway, it's kind of funny. And then now finally all this stuff is happening. All the conspiracies are now true. The people are being exposed for who they are. They're being just flat busted. And now I can just kind of lean back and, you know, have a cup of coffee or whatever and just say, okay, now that it's all done, it's all out, the snowball's rolling. It's going downhill fast and now we just have to watch the show, you know, get the popcorn.
Hold the frequency and just go with the flow with it. And it must be quite amazing going back that far, seeing everything unfold. You're seeing it unfold by the day, but most people wouldn't have been aware at all because you were aware. But as we get to 2000, you go onwards, 2010, now 2020, 21. It must be quite, not a trip for you, but it's like I've been talking about it for over 30 years. You know, it's like it's all being fulfilled, and it's not like you wanted it to happen, but it's just a fact of the matter. It's what you were showing.
Well, I just felt a huge weight off my shoulders now, and kind of relieved that I can sit back now and there's so many other people that are awake that got it, you know, and there's thousands of people that have come to the ranch and seen the ships themselves. They've gone through self-mastery courses, all that stuff, or gone through clearings. And now it's just like I can more lay back and watch and watch the snowball, you know, because it's not working anymore. And you look at all the different dimensions pressing in right now, the higher dimensions and all the civilizations involved in that, all the way up to the crater itself. It's like, there's no way out of this for these people. There is one way out, totally forgive themselves and shift into service, you know, in the awakened healing process. That's the only way out, and put their resources and energy towards, you know, the awakened healing of humanity and the earth is the only way out, because their world is collapsing and the age of tyranny is coming to an end, and this is their last go. And it just, you know, how bad do they want their light review to be? You know, basically that's the only choice they have now. How much karma do they want to endure, and how bad do they want their light review to be? That's basically their options.
Yeah. No, it's where your focus of attention is. That's what you're manifesting, and you can either make it productive or not productive. It's totally up to the individual, and a lot of people are shifting, which is great. So speaking of the ranch, how's it going over there being open with events and the Sky Watchers and the workshop, what you've got going on there?
Yeah, well, we've got the big conference. It's up and running, you know, and we've got an awesome lineup of speakers. Just go to the East City Ranch, and that's coming up, you know, on the 14th, I think, through the 16th or something like that. I'm not sure, but look on the ranch, everything's there. And that's going to be an amazing lineup. We've had massive motherships come over recently. A lot of activity. It's slowed down a little bit. They've been staying high for some reason. I think they're really busy with these other projects they're doing. And you know, they're doing a massive cleanup. They're cleaning up Antarctica. They're getting the reptilians are all bailing out of there. And the Germans, the Nazis are bailing out of there. And they can't leave on their ships because the Alliance is there taking them out. So they have to use whatever they can, like buses, trains, and whatever they can to get out of there. And there's a big roundup on these guys. So, you know, that's a good one. And all the dumbs, you know, the underground bases are being cleaned up. That there's so much of there's a war on the child trafficking that's coming out, and the drug trafficking. And, you know, we have a small blip in that, you know, with Mr. Biden, but that's being shown for, you know, they're just showing who they are and what their goals are and everything. It's all theater, and just to help the last holdouts, the people that are so socially engineered, they just can't figure it out. It's like, it's gotta be in their face. And I think it's all real soon. You know, there's a lot of really bad acting going on that are helping people to evolve and figure out what's really going on. But yeah, it's all coming down, and I feel really good about it. People are, you know, don't give up hope. You know, it is shifting, and it's going in a really good direction right now. And you know, you're going to watch a lot of things unfold and a lot of people disappear, and they need to.
And people just got to remember, God's got this. That's the bottom line. God's got it.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we have to do our part. You know, the first law of miracles is you have to do everything you can to make something happen, and then Creator takes care of the rest of it. And so, you know, we got to do our part. We can't just sit back, you know, but, you know, I'm going to continue with the shows and the workshops and the classes and everything else, you know, but, you know, it's going fast. It's unfolding fast. Everything is being shouted from the rooftops. You know, everything is being exposed. And the chaos is part of the healing, you know, just realize that. So we are going to go through some chaos, and eventually everybody's going to come together.
Yep. And I think people networking in their own spots has been amazing. I've got so many people here in Australia wanting to come here. I don't open till September. So many people from around the world, especially America, want to come here. And they've got, like, I've met a lot of them at your place as well. So we're going to see more of these. We could say spiritual places, self-help places, self-mastery sanctuaries, and E-SETIs, which this is E-SETI Australia as well.
Yeah.
We're going to see more of these pop up. These are going to be the places, like with yours, we've got the technologies here. We've got the CE5 trainings, or, you know, what I call initiating contact, the clearings, people doing talks from all aspects, you know, all walks of life in different areas. And we're going to see more of these places, which you've really paved the way for. What I say to people is, James is more like a template of where we're going as a civilization. And these templates, like the ranch, healthy eating, sciences, spirituality, all these things are going to be amplified a lot more. So Yeah, people get out and about and start communicating with one another.
And, you know, what's the best way for people to get in contact with you to find out about, you know, eSETI Australia and Jaya Sanctuary?
Yeah, so there's the three websites. There's petermaxwellsuttery.com, jayasanctuary.com, and eSETIAustralia.org. They're all sort of replicated sites. They're slightly different, but either one people can get to, in contact with me. And there's the social media sites as well. So, yeah.
You know, your books, you have your books on there and the, your counseling work and everything's on there for people to find out more about you.
Definitely, definitely. So, and there'll be a feature film later this year coming out with yourself in it as well. So people can keep an eye out for that.
And you got some awesome new footage. I can't wait to see that. There's
I haven't even had time.
The app is just amazing, you know?
Yeah, I would have shared it today. I just haven't even had time to get the camera and put it in because I've been on the ride on mower. I've mowed about 3 acres this morning and did some odd jobs. And then I'll get onto the other 3 acres in a moment. And
Yeah, we'll get you on the show again, I'm sure, and share it, you know, and get. We'll put it in a movie and just really blow the socks out of this controlled narrative, you know, and put an end to this once and forever. But unfortunately, we hit the end of the hour, so we got to be signing off.
Yeah.
Thanks for popping on the show. And,
no worries. Thank you. Work.
And looks like, we're pretty much out. So anyway, yeah, keep up the great work. And hopefully we'll still be, well, we've got so many platforms and with BBS it's massive, so they can't stop this message from coming out. And it's just going to create their own demise. So have fun with that. And certainly everybody, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and learn that self-mastery. Learn how to maintain your space, your own self-authority, and keep your energies clear. And on that note, have a great evening. Good night. We'll be right back.